أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat continue explaining to us the characteristics and the qualities of the believers, the true believers, those who uphold the haqq, who uphold the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, by way of a parable and by way of an example, explain to us the difference between haqq, the truth, and al-batil, falsehood. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the qualities and characteristics of those who are on haqq, who are on the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yesterday gave us certain aspects, attributes, and characteristics of theirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are those who fulfill every covenant and every pledge they have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said they never break the covenant and the pledge between them and Allah, that contract that exists between them and Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are those who never sever family ties. They are always very particular and they are extremely cautious when it comes to their relationships with their relatives. These relationships that they enjoy with their relatives are always maintained and they never sever the ties. And the moment anyone cuts off the ties, they eagerly, with great endeavor, try to resolve and mend those ties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in today's ayah continues giving us more details regarding those who uphold the truth. In ayah number 22 of Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. They are those who exercise sabr. They are those who observe sabr. Now, sabr is of three types. There is the common understanding of sabr, that a person exercises patience and he observes patience whenever he is faced with a hardship or a calamity. That's one form of sabr. The other form of sabr is as-sabru ala ta'ah, to exercise sabr in the obedience of Allah. Obedience of Allah also requires a great degree and level of sabr, to persevere, to be able to withhold oneself when it comes to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to exercise a level of patience. There are certain commandments of Allah that requires from us a certain degree of sacrifice, a certain degree of perseverance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in their obedience to Allah, they exercise sabr and they persevere. And the third type of sabr is as-sabru an al-ma'siyah. That's the sabr you have to face and the sabr that you endure in the face of sin. Sin also, staying away from sin. There is a temptation, there is the invitation to commit sin, and you withhold yourself. That is also a form of sabr that you have to exercise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they exercise sabr. Why do they exercise sabr? Ibtigha'a wajhi rabbihim, in order to seek and acquire the good pleasure of their Rabb. Allah says, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. They establish the prayer. They don't just read the salah or perform salah, but they establish it. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. وَأَنْفَقُوا. Another attribute of this. And they spend. They spend. Whenever Allah uses this word for spending, أَنْفَقَ يُنْفِقُ infaq, it is voluntary spending. So they do not only observe the obligatory spending of zakah, but also the voluntary spending. Allah says, وَأَنْفَقُوا. And they spend مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, from what we have given them, sirran, secretly, wa'alaniyatan, and openly. There are two ways that they adopt when spending for the pleasure of Allah on others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they do it secretly. Scholars explain that the voluntary charity should be done secretly. It is better a voluntary sadaqah, a voluntary charity, and a voluntary deed should be performed secretly, while an obligatory act or an obligatory charity should be done openly. Like salah, for example, the obligatory salah, we do it openly. We do it openly. Why? It encourages others also to attend salah. Imagine if the obligatory salah was done secretly. No one would feel encouraged to come to the masjid. But the obligatory salah is done openly. The same applies to obligatory spending, the zakah. Try and do it openly. The obligatory spending, why? It induces others and it encourages and exhorts others to also do the same. And when it comes to our voluntary deeds, the best is to do it secretly. وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَّنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ Another quality of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they repel the evil that they have done by performing a good. So, Rasulullah s.a.w. has taught us in a hadith, a person has committed a sin. He has committed a sin and he feels regret and remorse over it. He's overcome with a sense of regret for committing the sin. There's anguish, there's anxiety. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi says, what he should do is perform a good deed. Perform a good deed. Why? The performance of the good deed will eradicate the effects of the sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what do they do? وَيَدْرَعُونَ بِالْحَسَّنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ They repel and they obliterate and they distance from themselves the sin that they have committed and the effects of that sin بِالْحَسَّنَةِ by committing a good deed and carrying out an act of obedience. Ulaika. Allah says, what will they be given in the Akhirah? Allah says, Ulaika lahum uqbad dar. Those are the ones who will have uqbad dar. Uqbad dar, the ultimate abode in the year after. The ultimate abode, the highest abode in Al Akhirah. What is uqbad dar? Allah says, Jannat. They will have gardens. Jannat. Adnin. Jannat of Adn. Everlasting gardens of Eden. يَدْخُلُونَهَا They will enter it. They will abide in it. And not only them. So many a times you have something good in this world, you like to share it with your relatives. You want to share that good with your spouse. You want to share that good that you have with your children, with your parents. You want them to also be part of that happiness that you are experiencing. The same thing in Jannah. In Jannah you will experience the highest level of happiness. No happiness will be able to be will match the happiness that you have, that you will enjoy when you are in paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will enter it, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ أَبَائِهِمْ And all the righteous ones from their parents, وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ Their spouses, وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ Their progenies and their children, they will all, those who are righteous from amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they too will enter these gardens of everlasting Eden. وَالْمَلَائِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ And Allah says, while they will be in Jannah and enjoying the comforts and the pleasures of Jannah with their family members, Allah says, the angels will visit them. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ From every gate of those gardens, the malaika will enter and come to them and greet them. Salamun alaykum, salamun alaykum, salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you, peace be upon you. Greetings be upon you. Bima sabartum. Because of the sabr that you exercise in the dunya. We spoke of the three types of sabr. For all the sabr, the perseverance, and the patience that you had observed and endured. Peace be upon you and greetings be to you. Fani'ma uqbad dar. And the malaika will tell them, what a wonderful abode and ultimate abode you have been given in the Akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.